This week, we are welcoming a new set of listeners into the Takeaway family. We are now being broadcast by Denver's KUVO, and we decided to make sure we took a special look at Denver and Colorado as part of our American conversation. So back in August of 2008, during the Democratic National Convention, we had our Takeaway contributor, Patrick Henry Bass. He's the senior editor for Essence Magazine, on with us from Denver, and he visited a salon called Hairworks to get kind of a sense of how the people there were feeling as Barack Obama stepped up to the podium and accepted the nomination for president. Here's what salon owner Tracy Moore and her friends at her salon said during the speech. And we're checking back in with Tracy Moore out in Denver, Colorado. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
And Patrick Henry Bass joins us again, books editor for Essence Magazine.
And our correspondent back during the convention.
That's exactly
Absolutely.
Right. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Tracy, you were one of those people screaming a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, you know, you had actually given up your ticket that you had to go and see Barack Obama speak so that you stayed behind. You opened up your shop and turned on the TV so all your employees and your customers could watch. And this is what you had to say after you saw him speak.
I think he could have gave me something just more to sell him. He just didn't sell. I don't think he's going to sell to the American people. I think he did an excellent job, but there's something that I just think I wanted to hear more.
Okay, it's been a year and a half later. Clearly, he ended up selling himself to the American people. What do you think of that statement you made back in August?
Well, you know, I just thought he just needed more. And I stood by it because that's what I believed. And I'm glad we pulled together and got him in office.
Okay. Patrick, what do you think about people's... Are there changing reactions from the African-American community to the excitement and hope that they had when he got the nomination and then when he won the presidency? Have they changed?
But first I want to say that we're speaking about comfort food, and the best comfort food I ever had was in the Five Points area of Houston, best pig ear sandwich ever. There.
Good. Thanks for sharing that. That's good. All right.
I felt that for many African-Americans, what we're hearing at Essence Magazine, these are certainly the best of times and the worst of times. Unemployment is historically high in the African-American community. You have cities like Detroit and Milwaukee where unemployment is more than 60% among African-Americans. African-American teenage boys, unemployment is 70% in cities like Milwaukee. Gary, Indiana, forget about it. So these are very, very real issues. Issues like failing schools, failing hospitals. Many African-American hospitals are closing across the country. A hospital in Baltimore recently closed. So these are very, very serious issues, but there's a sense of pride about Barack Obama's presidency that still emanates throughout the community.
So, Tracy, you just heard what Patrick Henry Bass had to say. How do you feel about it? Are you having the best and the worst of reactions to President Obama's presidency?
Well, it's been hard. I mean, the jobs aren't being created fast enough, and I know he's working hard, but people are still getting unemployed every day, and it's really getting hard for a lot of people. But we keep faith because it didn't happen overnight, so we're hoping that people will still believe and keep pushing on and put faith in America and start from brick by brick and build America back.
You know, Patrick, we spoke to one of Tracy's part-time employees, Stacey Bates Powell, back in 2008. She was really worried about getting health insurance for her children. And we talked to her again yesterday. She has new reason to worry about the healthcare debate in Washington. Stacey thinks it's a good thing that President Obama has kept a focus on the healthcare debate in Washington.
I think he's doing a good job. I agree with a lot of the things that he's doing, especially because I'm actually getting ready to donate a kidney to my mother. I'm very concerned and kind of worried about what the future holds as far as health care.
So, Tracy, what's your reaction to Stacey? Do you feel that the president is doing a good job on health care?
I think he's doing a good job on health care, but I really, you know, Congress has, you know, signed the bill off. I mean, they have to let us know what's going on, and we don't really know how it's going to affect us on our everyday lives of, you know, how much is it going to cost the American people? Things like that. We want more communication from the president and from Congress know what's going on.
Is that what they're saying there in the think tank at Hairworks Salon, the ladies and everybody talking about, you know, the Obama administration, Tracy?
Well, we think he's doing an excellent job as far as he's doing what he said he was going to do. But it's a lot to take on in such a small amount of time. And we hope that the decisions he's making for the American people will be the best, but we really don't know because, you know, it's just been a year. So healthcare is a major issue, especially for self-employed individuals, and a lot of my staff is self-employed.
Patrick
and
Henry Bass
don't have health insurance. I'm just lucky to have a husband who does. So.
That's Tracy Moore, owner of the Hairworks Salon in Denver. And Patrick Henry Bass, your magazine recently did a poll in which, despite these conflicted feelings, most African-Americans still feeling positive.
African-Americans are not joining the Tea Party. That's not going to happen. They're very supportive of Barack Obama.
Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor for Essence Magazine and Takeaway contributor. Thanks so much.